Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Exodus, the fourth chapter, beginning with the first verse. Then Moses answered, "But behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say, 'The Lord did not appear to you.'" The Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" He said, "A rod." And he said, "Cast it on the ground." And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it. But the Lord said to Moses, "Put out your hand and take it by the tail." So he put out his hand and caught it, that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Would you pray with me? Mighty God, we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, and let us all say, amen. I want to tell you the incredible story of a young man by the name of Donnie Simpson. Donnie Simpson robbed a bank in Ottawa, Canada, and he robbed the bank, and he robbed it of $5,000. But Donnie made three mistakes. First mistake was, never should have robbed the bank, right? That's the first one. The second mistake, though, is for 3 days in a row before he went to rob the bank, he went to the bank and he cased the joint out. And each time he arrived, he was caught on camera. Today I want to start a new sermon series called What's in Your Hand? And the question comes from our scripture lesson when God was talking to Moses. And let me just remind you of this part again. Here's what it says. The Lord said to Moses, "What's in your hand?" Moses says, "A rod." God says, "Cast it on the ground." So he cast it on the ground, and it becomes a serpent, and Moses fled from it. Now, I'm going to tell you, as a little kid, I remember when I'm in Bible study and we're going over this, I thought that was hilarious, you know. "What's in your hand?" "It's just a rod. Throw it down. It becomes a snake." And he runs. And I can hear God saying, "Okay, okay, come on back. Come on, come on, come on back. Now I want you to pick it up by the tail." What? "Put out your hand and take it by the tail." So he puts out his hand and he caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. And here's what I want to think about today. What's in your hand? And here's the answer. The answer is just a stick. Can you say that with me? What's in your hand? What's in your hand? Just a stick. That's all it is. Here's what had been happening. Moses had been running away from God's call in his life for almost as far as we can remember. Remember, Moses was an Israelite, but he grew up in where? In Egypt, in Pharaoh's palace, right? And he sees one of the Egyptians beating up one of his Israelite brothers. And so what does he do to him? He kills him. Instead of using his political power, his clout, he kills him. And then what does he do after he kills him? Runs away. He hit him, and then it all came out. He runs away. He runs away for 40 years. He's in the wilderness. He's just a shepherd. And then God calls to him, because the plight of the Israelites got no better. The scripture actually says that God heard the cries of his people. God calls to him through a burning bush. That's right. And God says to Moses, "Take off your shoes. This is holy ground." You guys remember the story. Well, the reason why he says take off your shoes is because it's holy ground. But one commentator suggests that maybe God has Moses take off his shoes so he can't run any longer, right? All he's been doing is running away. And maybe there are some of us that need to take off our shoes right now, right? Because you've been running away from a call. Maybe God's called you to teach, God's called you to preach, God's called you to give, God's called you to help, God called you to serve, and all we're doing is running away. But it's time to stop running. Turn, tell your neighbor, take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. Nancy, don't say that to Frank Huber. Frank, leave your shoes on, okay? For everybody else, though, maybe it's time for us to stop running. Moses ran till God took off his shoes, and Then Moses started coming up with all kinds of excuses. I can't because of this. I can't because of this. Do you know who I am? I can't. And in the middle of all of Moses' excuses, God asks the question, what's in your hand? He says, it's just a stick. Throw it down on the ground, and all of a sudden it becomes a snake. And one of the things we know about Moses is that he was a stutterer, right? I think that this is where the stuttering problem probably began. God called him to pick that snake up, and he said, what? I can't do that, right? Forget your excuses. Face your fears. I've got a stick with me today. It's just an ordinary stick. There's nothing special about it. It's absolutely common. And in a lot of ways, that's what Moses was stick like. It was a common, ordinary stick. And yet, once he released it, once he relinquished it, once he took his fingerprints off of it and let God have a hold of it, the ordinary becomes extraordinary. The natural becomes something supernatural. And the whole reason why I'm bringing this message to you today is because there are some of us who might think, well, in order for God to use me, I've got to be sensational. I just got to be awesome. I got to be good looking. I got to be all of this, and I got to have a full set of hair, and I got to have all of this talent. Don't laugh. But I'm saying that God sometimes just needs a stick. God can use something ordinary to do the extraordinary. God's saying to you, look, if I needed something sensational, if I needed something amazing, I would have chosen that, but I've chosen you. And sometimes all I need is just a stick. Wait a minute, remember Moses would go and he would lead the people, and before him would be the Red Sea, and on the two sides they'd be hemmed in by mountains, and Pharaoh's army is marching behind them. And God says, don't worry, just stretch out your rod over the water. Because sometimes all God needs is a stick. During the wilderness wanderings, the people are dying of thirst, and the water before them is bitter. But God says to Moses, take a branch, just take a stick and dip it in the water, and the bitter water becomes sweet, because sometimes God just needs a stick. And I'm reminded that there's a symbol that we've probably all seen. I've got a picture of it on the screen for you. Can you show us that picture, Mark? Anybody know what this picture is a picture of? The medical symbol. What it is it dates back to the time when Moses was with the people, and the people were being rebellious, and they got bit, and they were dying from the bites of the snake. And God told Moses, take a rod and place a snake upon it and hold it up high so that all the people might see it and be healed. Well, guess what? When the world, generations later, would be snake bit by sin and death, and we had no way to be healed, God would take his own son, allow him to be crucified on two sticks, and be raised up for the whole world to see. Because sometimes all God needs is a stick. Sometimes what God needs is just for us to not look at how great we are or all the things we can do, but to just be available for him. Actually, I've got a picture of it here. God is not as interested in your what? Ability as he's interested in your availability. Are you available to be used? I want to tell you a few things about this stick that I've got. First of all, I borrowed this from a Boy Scout, and some of the people that I came to service today, they asked me, Pastor Joe, is that stick used during service? And I said, yes, I'm going to walk around, and anyone I see sleeping, boom. Someone told me, you know, watch out, because Moses used that stick in a powerful way. And I said, yeah, I might use this in a powerful way too. I might get up in front of the congregation and say, I want to raise. And they suggested, watch out what you ask for, because that just might end up in your salary getting divided in two, you know. But I want to tell you about Moses' rod, though. So here's what happened with Moses' rod. Moses didn't get this rod from Pharaoh's palace. Moses got his stick in the wilderness, right? Right? And here's what I want to say. Is there are times when we go through tough times? Terry was talking about it today. There's the ups and the downs. When we're in our downs, sometimes all we say is, get me out of this mess. But instead, we should be asking, Lord, what can I learn while I'm here? If I have to go through the valley of the shadow of death, what can I learn? What can I pick up? What resources do you have for me? And I want to say that sometimes God equips us best when we're in the wilderness. Look for what God has for you in the midst of the wilderness. Moses, they stick in the wilderness. Here's the second thing. Pharaoh wasn't impressed. Can I remind you? Moses had to face his fears. He's running. He's running from God. It's probably his worst fear in this whole thing is that he looks foolish, that he gets up there and people don't believe him. That's what he kept saying. They won't believe me. And God says, okay, take this. And Moses goes to Pharaoh and he throws it down and it becomes a serpent. And you know what Pharaoh does? Big deal. I got magicians who can do the same thing, right? He wasn't impressed. And can I tell you that there will be people in your life that will look at you and will not be impressed. They'll look at you and say, I don't think anything special about you at all. And can I tell you something? Face your fear and be okay with that. Because it's not about what others think about you. It's what God thinks about you. Your job was never to impress people. Your job is to be faithful. And that's all you got to worry about. Just be faithful. What happens is that Moses, a serpent, ends up turning and eating all of the other snakes. And it's a reminder of who we really fight against. In Ephesians, it tells us this, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. But it also tells us who's really in charge. The scripture says this. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Can I tell you what the last thing is I think perhaps maybe the greatest trick of this whole thing. So it's a snake, and then Moses picks it back up and it becomes a rod again. It becomes a rod again. It could go back to being an ordinary stick after God used it. And I think that's the biggest challenge and maybe the secret for us all. Can God bless you? Can God use you? And then can you go back to being ordinary? Can God use you in a mighty way, Brooke, and use your gifts and you sing and we give glory to God and we say, it's amazing. And then can you go back to being the ordinary? Can we serve in a mighty way and be lifted up, Tomiko, for the great job that we've done with the family promise, and then the next week go back again and be humble and servant? Can we one Sunday come in and just be elevated and honored, graduate, but then show back up the next Sunday? Can we join church one Sunday and have everyone applaud and clap and then show back up the next Sunday? Can you go from being the extraordinary back to being the ordinary again? Because the natural thing would be for us to become puffed up, for us to become proud and big and think we're great. But the supernatural thing is to say, I can be ordinary again. That I can be humble and give God the glory. Think about people in business that are faithful and come to church and they got this small, tiny business and God blesses them and increases their territory and they become more fruitful in their business, and then they say, well, I don't have time to go to church now because I'm so important. You have just a little bit of money and you're faithful and you tithe what little bit you got, and then God blesses you and increases your territory and all of a sudden you got more and you say, I make too much to tithe now. I can't go back to being ordinary. I'm something special. Well, I want to remind you, you are just a stick. Just a stick. We think we're this, we think we're that. We are just a stick. And yet, a stick used in the hands of God can change the entire world. I want to tell you the story of Donnie Simpson. Donnie Simpson robbed a bank. He got $5,000, but he made three mistakes. First mistake he made was he shouldn't have robbed the bank. Second mistake, he's caught on videotape, case in the joint. But here's the third mistake he made. He didn't know what was already in his hands. He robbed the bank with his father's gun, and he didn't realize his father's gun was an antique Colt 45 made by the Ross Rifle Company in 1918. It was one of three still in existence worth over $100,000. More than 20 times what he got from robbing the bank. He didn't know what was in hands. And I want to say to you, stop running. Stop coming up with excuses. Stop saying why you can't be used by God. Look and ask the question, what's in my hands? And what do I believe God has the power to do even with someone like me? Humble yourself. Continue to be humble. And come to God just as you are, that he might use you. Amen. Amen.